Hello, and welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast about New York City's Kinda Eligible, where you, the listener, can match with the podcast guest that you're about to hear, and all that information will be at the end of the podcast. This is the first episode I'm recording of season two. Don't know if it'll be the actual first episode, but super excited. So I'm just gonna ask my guest, who has been a friend of mine for like almost 5 years.
4 years. Yeah. 5 years. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself.
So I'm from California originally. I went to school on the Midwest. I went to CMU. And
cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag so quickly. And then I moved to New York after I graduated and have been here almost four years. So I'm a bit older. I'm an old woman. I am 25. Now I live in Williamsburg.
Cool. And what do you, you said you do consulting?
Yeah. So I used to do consulting, like digital strategy consulting for banks. And now I am working at a marketing agency doing kind of similar digital strategy, but a little more, you know, not banks, which is great. And not traveling, because that was like a real low point in my life. But yeah.
Thanks. So you're in Williamsburg now. Have you been there the whole time or?
No, I did my rounds. I did East Village. I did Gramercy first. My best friend went to NYU, so I was lucky and I moved in with her as soon as I moved to New York. And I like immersed myself in the NYU crowd. And then we moved to East Village for a year, and then I just moved to Williamsburg in the summer, so it's new.
How are you liking Brooklyn compared to Manhattan?
It's great. I think I was one of those people, I think you probably know a lot of people like this, that are in New York and or in Manhattan, and they're like, I'll never go to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so far. I don't want to go out there. It's not fun, whatever, whatever. I was, like, totally like that. And then I think 2.5, like 3 years of Manhattan just, like, made me crazy. So I think it's like the getaway I didn't think I needed until I moved, because my roommates wanted to move to Brooklyn. And I'm like so happy I did. I think it makes the world of a difference to just like be 1 degree removed from like crazy Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we kind of like to ask everyone here, like, what are your favorite restaurants right now? Mm-hmm. Or historically, it could be Manhattan, it can be Brooklyn, whatever.
Oh, so many. I love Suzumi in Brooklyn, if you've been. It's like Asian fusion. They have the best salmon ramen. What else? Bars too, or just restaurants?
Yeah, the next question is like, where do you like to go out?
Okay.
So, I mean, you can just give us any recommendations you have. What are you enjoying
Suzumi,
nowadays?
I went last week to La Milagrosa. It's also in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. It's a mezcal speakeasy.
Yeah,
that was
super
great.
Cool.
St. Maisie's, it's all Brooklyn spots, so clearly I've like fully transferred over to Brooklyn. But St. Maisie's is amazing. When I was in East Village, there was tons of places around there, which I'm sure you know a bunch of. I went to this place last night called Mono Mono, and it was really good. I only remember the places I've been like
in
the past 2 weeks.
Most people are like
so
that
therefore
anyway.
Those are my new favorite places. But yeah.
Cool. And so, what like, is that the kind of going out scene you usually like bars
no.
or?
I mean, so I had a phase. I had, like, my classic move to New York and, like, club rat phase. Horrible time. I mean, it was great. Actually, it was really fun. would do, like, Lower East Side because I was 22 and would do, like, meatpacking. Now I don't go anywhere near those except for, like, rare occasions, but I kind of like moved over from those areas to more like East Village to now Brooklyn, but I also go out less, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mindset change, and I think I just had more energy when I got to New York. I was going out like 3 days a week, sometimes four.
Oh
like
my
I was crazy.
God.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't do that. Wow.
I was some type of way. I lived, one of my roommates was in modeling and she like didn't have a normal job. So then she'd, like, want to go on, like, a Wednesday or a Thursday, and I'd be like, yeah, same. Like, I don't have a job either, even though I did.
So what has dating been like since coming to New York?
It's – okay, so when I first came to New York, I was not trying to date. Like, you're meeting so many people. I was going on dates. But it's almost like, I think a lot of people can agree, when you move to New York, there's just so many options. It's like you meet someone, and if they're not someone you immediately click with, you're kind of like, okay, whatever, I'll meet like someone else. And it's like a constant cycle of that until the end of time, and which doesn't work because you kind of, you don't really get to know a person that well, and then like the apps suck. So I don't know, I wasn't really like trying to date for a while, and then also I was just trying to explore New York and like kind of have fun, and I was traveling Monday through Thursday, like big chunks of the time. So when you're gone 4 days a week, the other three nights you want to hang out with people you like you want to hang out with your friends. Yeah. You don't want to go on a first date. Like,
yeah, for sure.
So I wasn't really going on dates. I was just like hanging out with my friends and then going out and then traveling and working. So I didn't for a really long time. And then I did meet, this is like classic, like Hotel Chantel is where I met the guy I actually started dating.
Oh my gosh. Did
I ever tell you how I met him? It was actually funny.
I know, but
I'll tell you.
The listeners need to know.
Yes. So Hotel Chantel, like very drunk, whatever, met him, went back with him, didn't do anything because I am wholesome. Okay, not that wholesome, but that night I was very wholesome. I stayed there, and then it was his birthday that night. So like him and his friends had a table and whatever, and they like all of his friends were staying in his apartment. And the next morning I left, and then we were texting for like a few weeks, and I was traveling and he was traveling, and then it eventually just died out. Like within 3 weeks, it just died out. And then a month later, I run into him again at a hotel. This is like my poor choices of going out, but also like weird. We met again at Hotel Chantel, and it was like crazy because he was leaving and I had just come at like 2:30 a.m. and I didn't want to go. My friend really wanted to go. I was like really tired, wanted to go home. And I ran into him and we're like, holy shit, like this is a sign, we should go on a date. And I found out we were both going to Brazil, which is super random, like 5 months from then. And we like almost were on the same flight. So it was just like weird karma. Like I never believed in karma, and that was like a weird karma thing.
So you guys were in Brazil at the same time?
We met up in Brazil. But we were like dating. We dated before that. November. That was Halloween the second time we ran into each other. And then we went on a date and we like got along really well, and we kept going on dates like every 2 weeks or so. And then like slowly, it was like very natural. It slowly got like more and more frequent. And then I went to like a wedding with him in February. Like we were dating, but we weren't exclusive yet. And then we hung out in Brazil, and then when we got back, he was kind of like, oh, like I don't really want to date other people, but like no worries if you're not there yet. And mm-hmm. I was like, meh, I don't know. And then, like, basically, we just naturally ended up, like, dating up until, it's, like, a weird, phasey explanation of when it ended, because I'm not really sure. we dated for, like, almost a year, including the time that we were casually dating. Because mm-hmm. This was, like, 2018, the October that we met.
Yeah.
And he moved to Brooklyn when I moved to Brooklyn over the summer, so we were, like, 10 minutes walking distance.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Like, everything was really crazy. That's why I'm like, it's fate. It was fate. It was really weird how, like, the stars aligned in that way.
Do you believe in fate?
No. I mean, no. But, like, it's weird because I think the first time I met him, I don't know if you ever had that feeling. You're like, this person feels like someone, like, that's going to be, like, in my life for some reason. Like, even as a friend, just, like, something. Mm-hmm. Because we, like, somehow click so well.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, it's kind of weird. And just like the fact that we both have the same vacation plan, like that's super weird.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you didn't believe in fate until then.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's like a combination of like luck and like timing also. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah.
That's so crazy. All of those coincidences.
Yes. Very coincidences. Coincidences, but then, as you know, but listeners do not know, then basically we had like several ongoing issues that just kept getting worse and worse, which is funny because like I feel like this is the first time I like really actually dated someone, because I didn't know how to date in college. Like literally, I'm pretty sure everyone I hooked up with and was hooking up with and liked thought I hated them. Like I literally was so I like would separate the people that literally I'm pretty sure they all think I like fucking hate them. Can we swear on this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
100%. Okay. Don't worry.
So I think.
So was this like your first real boyfriend?
This is like my first real boyfriend. But it sucks because it wasn't even like a normal relationship. Like, so as you know, like there was always a religion thing. He's Muslim, I'm Hindu, which I don't have a problem. And I know you've talked about this before. And like, I know your parents have also like, they worked it out, right? Like, which is amazing. But I was like, you know, my parents are pretty chill. And I told them they're not like the most excited about it given just cultural history,
right?
But they would never tell me no. And they would come around. But he, like, I didn't realize this even till further along because I wasn't really pushing it. But he was basically like, yeah, I'm, like, never going to tell my parents. Or, like, it seemed like never because he dated someone for 4 years and never told his parents.
And she wasn't Muslim.
And she wasn't, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think I wouldn't have minded if it was, like, college. I'd be like, whatever. But at this point, I'm, like, 24. I'm 25 even. I just turned 25. So, I think I kept trying to make it work anyway, and then slowly as I kept realizing, like, he kept saying, oh, we'll figure it out when the time comes, we'll figure out when the time comes, but, like, the time, like, never is gonna come if you're basically not saying you're gonna do anything about it, or, like, not making any attempt to do anything about it. So we both, like, knew, and he knew that wasn't fair to me, too, and there's, like, a bunch of other things that, like, wouldn't have made it work, but we, like, still saw each other because, like, we liked each other. I always thought that, like, if two people like each other, like, that's the only thing that matters in a relationship. But there's so much more. There's,
really?
Like, logistics. I don't know. I was, like, so naive, right? Like, I didn't know. There's, like, logistics. There's, like, timing, right? There's, like, work. There's, like, family. Like, there's so much that has to work.
Yeah, there's so many external factors.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, somebody, like, you can really like someone.
Yeah.
You can really like them. You can still really like them.
Yeah.
And there's, like, other reasons it doesn't work out.
Right. So I think, like, slowly as we started seeing each other less and less because we decided it didn't make sense, mm-hmm. but we're still seeing each other.
So you guys were kind of, like, phasing out.
We were phasing out mostly because I didn't want anything intentionally. Like, we both were like, this isn't going to work. But, like, I was kind of like, well, we can just hang out and just, like, go back to an open relationship. Like, go back to, like, dating other people, too. He wasn't really dating other people because he didn't have time to, which is, like, why he couldn't date anymore also. Mm-hmm. But then I wasn't dating other people, too, because I was, like, still, you're still seeing this person who you dated. So, like, it doesn't feel like there's a need to date other people.
Yeah, I truly believe that, like, if you break up with someone, mm-hmm. even if you still like them, even if there was no bad blood, like, you need time,
right.
like, apart. Like, you need time apart.
Right. You because don't feel the need or commitment to, like, go on dates and, like, actually care.
Exactly. Because if there's no separation, that person's still in your life. Like, even just superfluous, like, is kind of floating around, like, is non-committal to you. Then, like, in a way, you're trying to have your cake and eat it, too. But you're not going to have any cake. There will be no cake involved.
There's no cake involved. And I wasn't, like, even, you know, I'm not, like, looking to get married the next couple years or anything like that. I was just, like, this just doesn't make any sense on any point of view, you know?
Like, why drag something out?
Why drag something out? And I think, slowly, because we let it, because I gave it time, slowly I started, like, thinking with logic instead of just, like, comfort.
Yeah.
But I think it's good because, like, I am so different from before I started dating him because I, like, figured out what it means to be in a relationship and, like, how to communicate. When we first started dating, I, like, would not communicate. Like, literally would not communicate with him when I was feeling, like, sad or down or, like, confused or unsure of the relationship.
So
I just wouldn't.
You were the non-communicator.
I was a non-communicator. He was, like, pushing me to. And there was a point where he almost, like, broke up with me. He's like, you don't, because he didn't think I liked him that much. And I was like, no. And then I started crying. And then I, like, told him, you know, I was like, obviously didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And then I started getting, like, so good at communicating that I started getting better at him. Like, I would say too much. Like, I was so much more affectionate mm-hmm. at some point. We were both affectionate, but, like, I became the more affectionate person, which I never thought could happen.
Do you think if you're the more affectionate person, you're the one who likes them more?
No, I don't know. I think, no, because I think other people have, like, different ways of showing it, right? Mm-hmm. Although I do think there's a certain point when you start to, in your head, be like, oh, that's just how he is, and, like, make excuses for the other person when, mm-hmm. like, maybe they should be being more affectionate, which, like, near the end, that's, like, kind of what happened. Like, even though he was saying, like, I would date you if I could, it was, like, There was also no point of being affectionate because we knew it wasn't going to work out. So it was a very weird situation.
Do you, in the same sort of vein, like, do you think it's good in a relationship, like, if one person likes the other one more? Do you think that's natural?
I mean, I think it's natural to always want to be the person that's liked more than you like the other person.
Yeah.
That's why college, like, literally in college, that's why I didn't, like, express my feelings. Because, like, God forbid I liked them more than they liked you. Yeah. Right. But I think you kind of have to, right? Because, like, I don't know. I feel like I've heard a lot of stories where people like someone more and then the other person just, like, starts liking them more slowly almost.
Yeah.
So it's not, like...
I mean, that's what I would say happened in my last relationship.
Yeah.
It worked for me, like, when he liked me more, but, you know.
Right. It always works when you.
I know.
That was, like, when I was dating, like, it worked for me when he was like, you can date other people, but, like, I'm not. I was like, great, this is awesome. This is, like, best case scenario. Not that I, like, did anything, but it's nice having, just feeling like you're more empowered.
No, but that's the thing that also has happened to me before, where it's, like, you can like someone a lot and, like, be in something with them, and then you're like, yeah, do whatever you want, like,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, I also just think that, like, for most people, not all, I think there are some people who are, you know, naturally kind of non-monogamous, but, like, I think when that option is brought up, in most cases, you're just kind of holding on to something. Like, you're trying to make something work. By saying, well, no pressure, you know?
Right.
And...
But then it's probably, like, just, like, bubbling underneath the surface.
Exactly. It kind of festers.
Yeah.
It's not true for all situations, but I do see it happen a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, now I'm single.
So when did it end with you guys?
I mean, literally, like, we hung out up until, like, the new year. And then, but we were, like, not dating anymore, and it was already, like, I already didn't feel as attached then.
Yeah.
So it's only been, like, less than a month, but, like, we weren't actually dating for, like, now at this point, like, 3-4 months.
So what did you have to do to kind of, like, eventually distance yourself from that relationship and make it feel like, okay, well, now I'm done?
I think it was just time. And also, like, as you know, the reason I didn't want it to end earlier is because I was in between jobs and there was so much change in my life that I think I, like, needed something to stay the same. And, like, that was him at the time. And then when I started work again, I'm like, now I feel like, okay, I have my work situation figured out. I have, like, my, like, living and friend situation. Like, all that's so great that I feel like I'm, like, in a good place to date.
Yeah.
Because before I was like, where am I going to live? Like, should I move? What should I do? And, like, I'm not going to date when I'm confused about myself. Yeah. Like, it was just too much. But now I, like, everything else feels, like, in place enough that I feel good about dating. And, like, I feel like I would be confident. And
yeah.
I've gone on, like, 2 dates already.
Yeah. How did you meet
Oh my God. Hinge. I don't know about Hinge.
Why are you sighing?
I'm, like, convinced that some guys on Hinge, like, mostly, not most of them, but some guys, literally, like, go on dates so that they have someone to talk about themselves to. Because literally, I went on one date last week and they, literally, he asked me what I did and I told him kind of short, and then I asked him what he did, and literally the rest of the time, the next hour, we talked about what he did. And I just sat there and I was like, what's that? I don't know.
What did he do?
He does, like, something important. He does cancer research. He works for the cancer. But so I literally couldn't change the conversation because I'm like, okay, this is, like, way more impactful than what I do. But at the same time, like, come on.
Like, let's talk about
you're just trying to talk about yourself at this point. I don't know. So that didn't work out. And I went on another one, too, where...
Did you just ghost the guy? Like, what happened afterwards?
I just kind of let it go. I think for me, like, I never purposely or maliciously ghost.
Yeah.
I just, like, if they don't text me, they probably either, like, also felt the same way. Or, and I just feel like it's, like, an understood thing. Although, like, obviously it's not ideal or, like, great.
Yeah.
But...
So is that kind of what happened? You guys just
I think it was pretty obvious that, like,
it wasn't
vibing at all. Like, we had, like, nothing in common, and I mean, I don't know what he thought, but yeah.
And then the second date.
The other one, it was weird because we got along on text. Like, I'm not a good texter at all. And we were just like texting as if we've known each other forever. But he was texting like me. Like I text like as if like my thoughts just come out onto the text screen. I'm like, oh, here, there, blah, blah. And like five texts in a row. And he was texting like that. And we were texting like that. And we got along so, so well that I was like, something's got to like either like he's not straight or like, because we got along so, we had so much in common. Like it was too much. Not to like, you know, say anything about that, but like it felt like the way he was talking to me, he like invited me to his birthday party. We hadn't even met yet. I was like, what?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then we met and like, yeah, we got along super, super well, but it was like very much like a we should be best friends vibe. But I don't know if he feels that way because he wants to go on a second date. He'll never hear this anyway. He doesn't have any social media platforms, but he's like a great, great person.
Yeah.
But like, it was weird. He like...
It was too friend vibe for you.
Well, he even said, he was like, I have so many friends. Like, you're great. I have so many friends that I can wingman for you. And I'm like, wait, are you like... But then he's also like, was like insinuating that he's interested too. It was really weird, but I'm like, I feel like at least that makes me more comfortable next time we hang. Because I want to hang out with him because he was actually really, really cool and fun.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to be like, it seems like we're both like... we should be friends because we get along so well, but which is weird. I've never had a date go like that.
Yeah.
Like we literally like chatting, like we chatted
were
for like
you
an
not,
hour.
Like,
it's weird.
Like, sexually attracted?
No.
To
him? He's like a good looking guy.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, when you meet someone, like their mannerisms, their voice, like everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also talked quite a bit about himself and I realized he like didn't even really ask much about me.
That's a huge red flag. It's a huge red flag if...
But we talked about random stuff. Like we talked about music and movies and things like that.
Yeah,
so that was
nice.
Cool.
It wasn't just like, what do you do?
No, okay, no. It was cool. We talked about like a random stuff, like my neighbor's dog that I'm obsessed with. Like we talked about random stuff, but yeah, he talked a lot more about himself too. So I don't know. Now I'm like, wow, does every guy just want to like go and chat about themselves?
I mean, to some degree, but, I think most people like talking about themselves, but
yes.
When you go
but, like,
on a
extreme.
First date, it really, really has to be like a back and forth.
Right.
That's like the first red flag to me if it's like all they can do is talk about themselves or it's just a one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
Or if you are the one who has to like force the conversation out of them.
Yeah.
Then like all of those are probably a not great sign into how things will probably go.
No, I agree. I went on, I actually, like, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when I was on Hinge before, I went on, it was when I was traveling for consulting. I was gone Monday through Thursday, so I got innovative, and I went on 2 dates in one night.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
The first date, I was like, we got happy hour, and then I was like, oh, I have a dinner at 8:30. I have to leave at, like, 8.
Yeah.
And then the second date, I told I came from a work event. I'm horrible. But anyway, I was kind of like, okay, two birds, one stone. I'm not wasting. Because I hate when I waste like a whole night on one person that I don't even get along with.
Yeah.
Which is good because both of these dates weren't good.
Okay. What if one of the dates, though, was really good? Like, what if the first date
then
was really
I would
good?
Have canceled, I guess. The first date was not good, though. Okay. I kind of could tell. Like, I feel like I can gauge from our initial conversations if I think I'm going to really get along with this person or, like, maybe, like, get along with them.
Yeah.
The first one was just, he asked me why I was tan. I'm like, I'm,
oh,
yeah,
no.
he's one of those.
Oh no.
I was like, you just don't know what's happening here. And the second date was a crazy one. I think I told you about this guy was like 28, 29. And he like right off the bat was started asking me questions. He was like, when did you first have sex? Like, what are you most insecure about? Like, what do you, like all these questions that like, I don't know. I feel like if you're a guy on a first date, your main job is to, like, make the girl feel comfortable with you. Mm-hmm. And that he did the opposite of that.
Cheers.
And he literally kept bringing up the age thing because I was like, 23 or 24. I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. But, like, there was a, 4 or 5 year age difference. And he kept bringing it up, like, oh, back when I was, like, that age, I was, like, so immature, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Fair and then,
flex.
Yeah, and I'm, like, I literally told him, so it was, like, so bad, and, but he was, like, interesting because he, like, started all these, like, companies. I don't know, he was interesting, but he was, like, obviously just really into himself. He texted me, he knew, because he texted me after, and he was, like, hey, sorry, I think I was in, like, a weird mood. I promise if you go on a second date with me, I'll be better next time. And I was, like, I don't think
weird
a
vibes.
Weird move can make you that weird, like, that different. And he like texted me a few times, and he was like good looking, so, and he was like interesting aside from the questions and all that. So I was like, okay, fuck it, I'll just go on one more. We went to dinner, and he was the same way. And I literally told him right then and there, I was like, look, if you were as mature as you're saying, you would know that you are being immature by asking all these questions and making me feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, that's an immature thing to do, especially like bringing up the age difference. That's like, and in a way that makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
Is immature, and I don't want to go on another date with you. And he was like, because he asked me on another date during the day, and I was like, I don't want to go on another date with you.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've never had someone not tell me they're not going to go on another date with me during
while
a date.
Still on the date.
But he like needed it. His head was clearly so big that I was like, I don't even feel bad.
Yeah.
So I never saw him again. But the moral of the story.
How did you get through the rest of that date?
I mean, it was, like, the conversation was fine. It was, like, that's why he was interesting. Like, we had an interesting conversation. It just was, he would say things that are, like, so, I don't, you know, like, things like just talking himself up and, I don't know, like, things like that were just off-putting.
So, like, in that situation, who paid?
He did, but I offered. I always offer.
Mm-hmm.
I always offer, and I genuinely don't mind if they want to split it. Actually, if it's not going well, I feel relieved when they want to split it, because then I'm like, okay, I don't feel bad when I inevitably say no, or
yeah,
like the ghosting happens accidentally.
Yeah.
But if I really like a guy, it is kind of like nice when they like, it is like, it feels nice when they pay, like,
yeah,
if I like them, at least for the first one. And then I'll always like offer the next time if we, mm-hmm, go on another date.
So how come you've been using Hinge? Do you use any other apps?
When I first moved here, I used Bumble. I don't like it. I feel really exposed. Like, I feel like it's just, like, a bigger pool of, like, random people. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like Hinge is a little more, I don't know, I guess because you have to be, like, 2 degrees or 3 degrees removed from your friends.
I think that used to be the case.
Maybe
I
they
don't
changed
know if
it.
That's the case anymore. Yeah.
I have this, like, fake feeling that of security, I guess. But also Bumble, I didn't like that the girl has to talk first and it's within 24 hours. Because
yeah,
I didn't get, like, obviously I didn't get notifications from it because I don't want notifications from Bumble on my phone.
Yeah.
So I would either, like, miss the matches or I just, like, don't like it. I don't know. I feel like girls have to do so much. Like, guys can just do that. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I think that's the whole point.
But I don't like it. I'm like, guys can do it.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah, I don't like it. So yeah, I'm not using anything else now. Tinder was like always scary, so.
Yeah. For sure, Tinder was scary.
So, I did use the League ones too, but when I first moved here. But that's also like crap, I think.
Yeah, I think the League is also crap.
Yeah.
So. I mean, yep. Hinge it is. For most people, it is Hinge.
Yeah.
But so when you first came to New York, though, like, was it Hinge dates or were you meeting people when you were out? And, like, obviously you met your ex-boyfriend, like, while you were out.
Yeah, which I feel like is rare, actually, because I was meeting people kind of when I was out, and there are people that I would, like, keep in touch with and maybe see a few more times that I met when I was out. But I was mostly not, like, there was a couple times where I was, like, hooking up with guys that were, like, friends of friends for, like, let's say 2 months, but like only a few times, mm-hmm, a month sort of thing. We were like kind of conversing, and like it's kind of nice, like when you're comfortable, you're a little more comfortable with someone if they're like a friend of a friend. So
right. That's
like a reason I would. But yeah, mostly apps. I don't think I met people out, but I feel like when I was out, I wasn't in the right mindset to date. Like, even if there was normal guys that came up to me, I was like some type of way probably. So
yeah.
I was like not in the right mindset to be like, oh, like this is a cool guy, I should probably like be normal and like give him my number and then just like leave, because this is just not a good first impression maybe. But you're in a different mindset when you go out, right? Like, you're either with your
100%.
Yeah,
I've talked about this before. It's
like
nowadays, I mean, there are a lot of people who still don't want to meet people off of dating apps.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are a lot of people who don't want to meet people while they're out. It's
yeah,
just like a different, like,
I don't mind
not
meeting
that they
people
would
when
be
I'm
closed
out.
To
yeah,
it. It's just like the mindset isn't there.
Right. I think just like no one, everyone's in a mindset of if they meet out, it's like a hookup situation. It's not like a,
it can be a little more serious
situation. I feel like that's usually the case. It's just hard also. There's so much going on when you're out. Like, all the bars are so crowded. You're with your friends, they're with their friends probably. I don't know. I think there's just, like, too many factors.
Yeah.
In the mix.
How?
I wouldn't mind, though. Like,
Honestly, yeah.
Like, I think it's better to meet in person. You know, if you vibe more. There's a lot of people that I dated or hooked up with or whatever, like talked to for a while, that if I saw them on Hinge, I don't think I would like that. Like, yeah. I don't, you know, because it's such a bad way of
100%. I mean, I think, though, more often than not, like, right, it's kind of girls who have the mindset that is like, I'm not trying to meet people when I'm out. Most of the, like, a lot of the guys I've talked to are like, yeah, like, yeah, I sometimes go out with the mindset that I want to meet someone.
I used to sometimes. That's, like, why a lot of times I feel like I was going out a lot because I was like, oh, maybe I'll meet someone. But I also was going out with, I think it's who you're going out with. I was going out with people that were, like, single and also trying to meet people.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that's a good thing? But then we would go,
I don't think it's, like, a good thing or bad thing. I think it's just, like, situational.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to meet people out, but we were going to the wrong places. We were going to places where you meet, like, people that are, like, people in Lower East Side that are, like, also 22, 23, yeah, that aren't trying to, like, find someone to go on a date with, right? Like, they're, like...
Where do you think you would go to do that?
I don't know. I don't think there's any places to do that, honestly. Maybe Brooklyn now? I don't know. Like, I've never... Not Hotel Chantel normally, so that's why that's, like, a wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally don't know, so please tell me if you find out.
I'll let you know. So, in terms of, like, where you are now, mm-hmm, and looking back, like, on your past 3 years being in New York, have you seen your friends kind of go through similar situations? Are your friends, like, cuffed up? Like, are people getting married? Like...
Thankfully not here. Like, I have a couple friends in the Bay, or one friend in the Bay that's getting married, and, like, one that's, or actually most of my, a lot of my friends in the Bay from high school are, like, in serious relationships they'll probably, like, get married to, but also that's kind of the more of the culture there.
Yeah.
So it's not like I would be like, oh, I wish I was, like, in that position, because I don't.
I mean, the culture, you know? I feel like in New York is, it's so acceptable to be single, like.
Right.
For as long as you want, until maybe, like, I don't know, mid-30s.
Hopefully it's not the case. No, I'm trying to date too, though. But, I mean, like, I'm not in a place where I'm like, oh, I need to find someone right now and get married. I'm, like, nervous about it. Like, I'm not. I'm just, like, in a place where I would be very happy to, like, date.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I wasn't like that. I think even a year ago, I was not in that position. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, over the last year, I've, like, matured a lot in the sense of relationships.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things, like, did your first relationship teach you?
Well, the communication thing, like, it's okay to let them know you like them, because otherwise they probably will just not know, because boys, like, don't have a sixth sense. I always think, like, I don't know, I used to always think, like, oh, they must know. But, like, they don't know that you like them unless you, like, say it, because boys are dumb. No, boys aren't dumb. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not that intuitive. I'm sorry. Girls are more intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, being straightforward. I think I'm also just, like, living a more low-key lifestyle than I used to. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to, like, want to go out all the time just because it was fun. And now it's, like, still fun, but I physically can't do, like, 2 days in a row. Now that I know, like, having someone is so nice, because you can just go during the week and, like, make dinner with them and, like, hang out and even just, like, sit next to them and watch TV is, like, so much better.
Yeah.
It's
weird. But. It's weird to, like, be single for most of your life and then, like, all of a sudden be in a relationship.
But I'm glad, because I know people that, like, are in a relationship all the time, and I think they never figure out how to be by themselves. And, like, I feel like I'm very able to, like, fill up my time and, like, have my own, like, go weeks at a time and just, like, have my own routine, like, go to the gym, like,
have
do
your
stuff,
own life, have your my own friends, life,
have my own friends. Yeah, exactly. Like, I can fill up my time and I don't feel like I'm wasting it, or I feel like I need to be around someone, like, that I'm dating. But now I'm like, oh, it is really nice. But, like, I think now, because I've was single for so long, it's good, because I, like, when I do get into a relationship, I'm very much, like, keep my own, you know, I don't, like, ditch my friends.
Yeah.
Like, some people just, like, ditch their friends.
Dude,
and, like,
I know.
Whatever, it sucks. Yeah. So I'm very much, like, I need, like, need balance, and I need my own shit, and, like, I don't want to be with them 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we had pretty similar experiences, just because, like, I also had my first relationship when I was, like, what, 21?
Yeah.
Which I guess is considered later for some people. But I do think it was really important to have that time to, like, be young and single. And even now I'm single and you're single. And, like, it's different than being single when you're 18, 19. It's like a completely different landscape. But having that experience of being in a relationship after you've been like an independent adult for a little bit is so important.
Yeah. And I feel like it should be attractive to the other person to know that like you have your own life and you're not going to be like dependent on them. Like I wouldn't be attracted to someone that's like dependent on having a girlfriend, right? Yeah. Like you should have your own shit going on. So I think it should be like a good thing.
Do you think you have a type? Like what are some sort of things you're looking for?
I don't have a type. I don't know. I don't have a type. I just need someone. I feel like it's just like the vibe, right? Definitely like funny. I'm starting to like try to only date people that are at least like a year or two older than me because, okay, literally it's science. Like girls at 24 are like guys at 28. Like, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
Guys, I feel like even at 25, you would think they're different. But, like, I feel like with my experience, they're just not. I feel like I'm, like, a 30-year-old in guy years. So I'm trying to date older, a little bit older. Not that I would rule it out, but it's just – I just need to, feel like. Yeah, I feel like I just can line up more with that. Taller than me, I think that's one thing, because I'm tall. I'm, like, 5'9", which I noticed. So when I went on this date, one of them, when guys say they're 5'11", I'm fairly certain they're always 5'10 now because they would round up.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And I'm like, dude, who do you think you're fooling? Like,
literally, oh, my God. If I had a penny for every single time some guy
it's like, are you tricking me or not tricking me? You're not tricking me. And it literally says 5'9 on mine, so why are you gotta be like that? So now I know. Because that's, like,
and
always
the case.
And
I feel like when people say 5'9", like, they're actually, like, 5'7".
Yeah, I round up. I'm, like, 5'8½", so I round up for the sake of the guy in case they're, you know, shorter than they say. But, like, I feel like in New York there are a lot of tall people. And I don't mind as long as they're, like, actually 5'11 or up. Like, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
They don't need to be super tall. I just feel – I would feel weird dating someone that's, like, 5'9", or 5'10", even.
Yeah. I think I find myself being attracted to, like, a specific kind of person, but in no way would I say that, like, I only find that one kind of person attractive.
Right.
I find all sorts of people attractive. And more and more, like, I think personality has a lot to do with it. Like, obviously it's nice if someone's good looking, but there have been times I have been talking to someone and I'm not attracted to them at all, but their personality is just, like, either so magnetic or so funny or just, like, so confident in, like, not a cocky way that I'm like, oh, that's really attractive, too.
Right. I feel like you're attracted to also people that you know will get along with your friends. You're like, oh, you are someone that's going to, like, vibe with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, that naturally is just attractive.
I know, like, I think I could say that for both you and me. Like, that's something that's important.
Right. Because, like, super important. I brought my best friend to a date once, actually.
Really?
Yes. I literally texted him. It was a second date. So I literally texted him and I was like, wait, can I bring my friend? He was super chill about it. He didn't need to be, but he was like, yeah, sure. And we all got along and it was great.
Wait, why did you?
I didn't really, like, the guy was cool, but I wasn't really attracted to him. But I felt like he deserved another date because he was, like, chill.
Yeah.
And she wasn't, like, doing anything. And I was like, you want to come? And, yeah.
Anything end up happening between
We just hung out. No. Okay. We just hung out for, like, an hour. And then, I didn't really want to go on another date. But, so I think it's really important, though, because I feel like – and they actually got along fine. But, like, I could then ask her and be like, oh, what did you think?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, he's chill. But I feel like – like, X, Y, and Z, you know, it didn't seem like there was, like, attraction. And I was like, I don't think so either. Or, like, X, Y, Z things that, like, I didn't really, like, love about him were things that she picked up on as well. So it's, like, your friends just pick up on a lot of things that I think you would, too.
So long story short is bring all your friends on your first date.
Yeah. Although it's funny because we told some of our guy friends about it and they were like, oh, my God, I would be so mad if someone did that, blah, blah, blah. So I have to hand it to him. He was super chill about it and he was genuinely not mad about it. He was just like, this is fine. Like,
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. We're fun together anyway, so we're entertaining. I can tell you about a really – okay, I didn't even hook up with a guy. But in Vegas when I went home with a guy and, like, his mom tucked me in bed. Do you know?
Okay. What? All right.
Should I tell you that story?
Wait. Okay. Yes. I need some funny stories from you. So
okay.
I'll tell you
about the story. Okay. So I went to Vegas my senior year of college. And I was home in California, and I wasn't even going to go anywhere for New Year's. And I had a very close friend at USC, and they always go to Las Vegas, and she went with a bunch of her USC friends to Las Vegas, and she was like, just come in for the night and fly out, like, you can stay in our suite, whatever. And flights were super cheap, so I flew in on New Year's Day, or the day of New Year's Eve, and that was, like, the first time. Did you talk about drugs
here? Yeah, you can talk
about it. It was the first time I had done, like, any, like, Molly too. I did a little bit, which is, like, weird, because I think I was really late to the game. But I did a little of that, and I was drinking, and we went to this club, Excess in the Wynn. It's nice. Like, there was, like, Alesso was playing. Really fun. We were all, like, drinking, and then I started talking to this guy who was at a table, and he was very Spanish, like, barely spoke English, and he was with his two brothers and his parents who had gotten this table because they're just, like, Spanish and cool, and their whole family parties, I guess, on New Year's. And we were, like, chatting, and he was giving me champagne and, like, whatever. He was really cute, but didn't really understand what he was saying, but he was super cute in Spanish. And I, like, browned out. Next thing I know, I am in his hotel room, which is in the Wynn mm-hmm. at the club. And I'm standing there in the bathroom, and he's throwing up, and I'm just watching him. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm just standing there. I don't know, like, what's happening. And he was like, he felt really bad. He was like, just go sleep in my bed, whatever, go sleep in my bed. I walk over to his bed. His older brother, who's like 30, is in the bed. And I walk back, and I was like, I can't sleep in that bed. Like, your brother's there. And he was like, okay, just go. Actually, no, before this happened, I was still standing in the bathroom, and they're connecting doors. So hotels have those connecting doors, right? The connecting doors open. His dad walks in. I'm standing in the bathroom in my dress. He's throwing up. His dad walks in, says something in Spanish, like, oh, you're so stupid, gives him some, like, pills, some Tylenol or mm-hmm. whatever, Advil, and looks at me, smiles politely, and walks out. Then I'm still standing there. His mom walks in, says something in Spanish to him. And I know Spanish, but they were saying it really quickly, so I didn't really know what they were saying. And looked at me, politely smiles, and walks back away. So I'm already like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Very confused.
Did you not have, like, did you not have your phone? Like, where were your friends?
I did, but, like, when I'm drunk, I tend to, which is probably good because I don't really drunk text a lot because I don't think about my phone. Like, I don't really look at it.
Yeah.
My friends are really concerned, actually. Now that I think about it, rewind. Actually, I was texting because my friend who brought me there from USC, she was really concerned because she's like, oh, my God, like, my friend who I brought here is, like, disappeared. And I was like, it's fine. I'm with this guy. He's so harmless. Like, I'm in his hotel. Like, it's cool. Everything's fine. And then I literally actually have those texts where I'm like, oh, my God, his dad just walked in. Oh, my God, his mom just walked in. And she's like, wait, what the fuck is happening? It's, like, 4 a.m. And then I go to sleep on the bed. His brother's there. And I'm like, fuck no. And then I go to the couch. It's a suite. So I go to bed on the couch. Literally the last thing I remember from New Year's of that night, New Year's Eve, is his mom coming over and tucking me into his couch. So literally, like, that's my last memory.
Oh my God.
And then I wake up, and my friend, her boyfriend, was dropping her off at the airport, and he picked me up. So I literally, like, ran out without saying anything. I probably should have, like, given him my number or something, because they seemed like they were really nice to me. They probably would have, like, taken me to breakfast. Like, they were being really, like, weirdly friendly, despite everything. But yeah, that's a funny story. Very wholesome because I didn't do anything, but
you just got
pretty
tucked
funny.
In.
You guys got tucked in by a mom, yeah.
So our next segment is our final segment. It's something that we like to do here called shots, mm-hmm. and they are rapid fire questions, and we're just gonna have you answer like that. All right, are you ready to do some shots?
Mm-hmm.
Shot, 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 shot.
I'm ready.
Country or city?
City. Jesus. Okay, sorry.
Call or text?
Call.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Pop or hip-hop?
Hip-hop.
Paper or plastic?
Paper. Recyclable paper. I'm from California.
Chicken nuggets or hot dogs?
Chicken nuggets.
Cats or fish?
Cats.
Six sons or six daughters?
Six daughters.
A live-in massage therapist or a live-in chef?
Live-in chef.
1 million Instagram followers or $100,000?
Well, you could probably make $100,000 with Instagram followers, but $100,000 because I think it would just be annoying to have to keep up the audience.
Be 4 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
4 feet tall.
Be able to run 100 miles per hour or fly at 1 mile per hour?
Fly, but only if it was normal and like you wouldn't think weird for flying.
So like, only if other people could fly too?
Yeah, because what if I'm flying and they're all looking at me?
I mean, that's the whole point. You know what? Okay. If you had a boat, what would you name it?
Iceberg, because it's ironic. But it's...
Okay. That's it. All right. That's our episode. Thank you so much for joining us today and talking about your life. If you are interested in matching with her and you fit all the criteria, you can DM on Instagram at drinks.first. And if you don't have an Instagram, you can email me at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. If you like this episode, please give it a thumbs up, a rating and review. That really helps me out. And yeah, I will see you guys next time.